This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I have a returning company that we've been doing a five-part series, and today is number four. We're talking other than Seafair Exploration Corp. They've been around for a long time. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SFRX, and with us today is the archaeologist for them, no other than the Dr. Bob Baer. Dr. Bob, thank you very much for coming on the show. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, sir.
Give me a little bit of background of yourself. And why did you team up with Seafair?
Well, I've always wanted to be an archaeologist, so I trained in archaeology. I went to the University of Oxford in the UK, and I got my bachelor's, and I got a master's in doctoral studies in archaeology. And I also have a doctorate in public administration from Nova University, and I was at the Nova Oceanography Center for 30 years out there. So I'm really in the governing of treasure hunting and actually going out into the field and being the project archaeologist.
You know, that being said, your background is very impressive. Dr. Bob, could you give us some background on the 1715 shipwrecks that got sunk there off the coast of Florida, and maybe what are the treasures that are in it?
Well, you just mentioned the 1715 shipwrecks. In July of 1715, a fleet of ships left Havana, and they sailed up the Bahama Channel, which is off the east coast of Florida. And they sank in a storm along 35 miles between Sebastian Inlet and Fort Pierce Inlet, and that has come to be known as the Treasure Coast. So all up and down the Florida Peninsula, the Florida Keys, South Florida, Central Florida, North Florida, are hundreds of shipwrecks. And there's actually three fleets that have sunk. There's the 1622 fleet, which is the Atocha Santa Margarita. Everybody's heard of Mel Fisher. That's the fleet that he worked. There's the 1715 shipwrecks off the Treasure Coast that I just mentioned. And there's the 1733 fleets in the Florida Keys. So there's a lot of shipwrecks on both the Atlantic Coast and the Gulf Coast.
And your capacity, what exactly do you do for Seafair?
I'm the liaison between Seafair and the state of Florida. I'm involved in the permitting. I'm involved in the report writing. So I'm really the bridge between the private corporation, Seafair, and the state of Florida, who is the custodian of the sunken cultural resources in Florida waters.
In your professional opinion, is these guys at Seafair, are they just spinning their wheels, or are they really on to something?
That's a very interesting question. I can say that Seafair has found some very interesting artifacts out there. You might have heard of the cannon that's been found. You've heard of the Montero's plates, the pistol, several coins, and there's beach coins. And what this shows is that the Seafair shipwreck, which we believe is the Concepcion, was one of the missing 1715 fleet. And it's located 16 miles north of the Treasure Coast, which is very, very interesting. It's in the Space Coast, just south of Cape Canaveral. And it's a very promising shipwreck. And what they're doing now, they're following the scatter pattern out there. And sooner or later, they will probably run into the major deposit of shipwreck artifacts or the treasure.
That being said, I'm not up on my rules and regulations of mileage, but I think I saw one time it's out anywhere past 3 miles or 4 miles. That's no longer a concern to the Florida state, but that becomes international water. What makes it the difference? And just educate myself and my listeners on that.
If you're working within the 3 mile limit, you're regulated by the state. If you're working outside the 3 mile limit, you're not regulated by the state. If you find something in international waters, what you will do, you will go to a federal judge, you will apply for an admiralty arrest, and then you can work that site.
Well, I think I'd like to do that better than I would liking working with the state.
If you're working in federal waters, you may also want to use an archaeologist, because you've also got something called the intellectual property. You're going to want to make documentaries, you're going to want to write books, and probably the treasure is going to be worth a lot more if you've got someone who can tell you what you found, and that's generally going to be a specialist, and that's the archaeologist.
You know, you working as the Azon through the state and through the company there, what recoveries or potential recoveries have you seen, and can you put some sort of dollar amount into it?
I'll tell you something very interesting. That's a good question. Once the treasure's found, let's go to Mel Fisher, let's go to the Atocha Santa Margarita. What the state will take 20% of the treasure recovered and all one-of-a-kind artifacts. So if they find a gold cross and rosary with diamonds and emeralds, they'll probably take that. That will go into a museum. What the salvage company will get, they will therefore get more of the gold and silver coins, perhaps, or more of the other artifacts. So 20% to the state, all one-of-a-kind artifacts, and then the rest of the treasure will accrue to the salvage company, which is not a bad deal if you think about it.
Hey, Dr. Bob, before I let you go, I'm just curious, do you know anything about the Melbourne Beach shipwreck?
Yes, that's the one we're talking about here, with a cannon, the Montero's plates, the Ramirez pistol, a coin, and then some other coins on the beach. This is what Seafair is working on now. And like I say, the divers are following the scatter trail, and sooner or later, they're going to come to what is called the primary cultural deposit, or the treasure. Okay, they're going to find what this ship was carrying, and like the other 1715 shipwrecks, there could be hundreds of millions of dollars in total, billions of dollars in all these shipwrecks. And I'm talking about the 1715 shipwrecks, of which we believe that the Concepcion, the Melbourne Beach shipwrecks, is one of the missing 1715 shipwreck.
Well, Dr. Bob, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show today. The company that we've been highlighting here on Stock Day is Seafair Exploration Corp. Very undervalued here at 0.33, market cap around $11 million. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SFRX, and you've been listening to the archaeologist for that company, Dr. Bob Baer. Bob, thank you so much. I wish you nothing but the best of the company, and hopefully you guys strike it rich.
Okay, thank you for helping me. Bye.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.